This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. envoy for Syria says that his country's withdrawal from Syria will not be abrupt and that Washington is working to ensure allies don't feel underconsulted. U.S. envoy James Jeffrey spoke at the Munich Security Conference on Sunday.
It's going to be an orderly, step-by-step withdrawal. And at each point, at each phase, we're going to look at our underlying goals that I just laid out and ensure that we have means, capabilities, and partners that can carry them out for us.
Jeffrey added the U.S. is consulting carefully and closely with its allies. President Donald Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria angered some allies, confounded U.S. military officials, and prompted Jim Mattis to resign as defense secretary. Qatar's foreign minister is cautioning that the Islamic State group will continue to be a threat even after its last pocket of resistance in Syria is shut down. An operation is now underway to squeeze the extremist group's fighters out of their last redoubt in eastern Syria. Qatar's foreign minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani told the Munich Security Conference Sunday as well that doesn't mean the final defeat for the group, also known as ISIS.
People are talking about terrorism being defeated, ISIS being defeated. We have to put it in a way that there are territories being liberated, but ISIS or terrorism is not defeated yet, because the ideology is still there, the people are still there.
The Munich Security Conference is seen as a key annual forum for world leaders to discuss global security concerns and conflicts. An upcoming meeting in Pakistan between a delegation of the United States and Taliban representatives has been canceled, according to information from both sides. This is VOA News. The White House on